In the French port city of Calais, a giant makeshift refugee camp continues to grow despite attempts by authorities to shut it down. Many of the migrants have fled there from conflict zones in the Middle East and Africa, and they are using Calais as a staging ground to get across the English Channel to Britain. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley just spent time at this camp. It's nicknamed the Jungle, and she joins us to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Okay, a place called or nicknamed the Jungle. What was it like there?
Well, Renee, this situation of people coming to the north of France trying to get to Britain has been going on for years. People say they have family there and they believe they have a better job or asylum prospects. But in the last 2 years, it's just gotten to be a crisis situation. The numbers are coming exponentially. And townspeople say it's hurting the economy. They say tourists, especially British tourists, used to stop and shop in Calais, and now they bypass the town. So when I was there, they were holding a protest in the middle of a four-lane highway. Truckers and farmers had blocked it off, and they were protesting. They said they want that camp shut down.
And what is the French government going to do about that?
Well, first of all, let me tell you what the British government plans to do. They're going to pay for a wall along a portion of this highway to keep the migrants from jumping on the trucks, they say. And the French government says they want to shut down this camp. They're going to gradually dismantle it. But they're going to place these people, they say, in official refugee centers around the country. When I was up there on that highway, I met a Calais resident, Nicole Cordier. She was a retiree, and she was protesting the camp, but she said she'd actually never been there. And she asked me if she could come along with me to the jungle. We get out of the car in another world.
Very cold water.
Three bare-chested men are washing at an outdoor spigot. There are pup tents and lean-tos made of sticks draped with tarps. This 68-year-old is jolted by what she sees.
De voir la vie qu'ils ont, c'est...
This is upsetting. We have a life, a roof over our heads, a TV. We get up in the morning and have breakfast. It must be different for them. Where do they sleep?
Nicole worked as a nursing assistant, and she's especially taken with and worried about the children here.
Hi, Anna.
Hello, you're Anna.
Nice to meet you.
We meet up with Alexandra Simmons, who works with humanitarian organization Care for Calais. She says the French government's partial demolition of the camp in February did not stop people from coming. She says there are already 9,000 refugees, with 100 more arriving every day.
It's a challenge to try and keep up with the pace that the camp is growing to be able to provide the aid needed for the guys here. And food and clothing and gas and then firewood to keep warm for the winter is a really big challenge we're currently facing.
The French government has announced new plans to shut down the camp. But Simmons says the problem in Calais is linked to the larger European refugee crisis and cannot be solved by closing the camp.
If you demolish the camp here, what will happen is you'll have large percentages of this population dispersed. So you'll end up with a load of temporary camps across the north coast of France. The conditions here are horrendous enough, but if you start dismantling the camp, then you are worsening the situation. The women, the children, they're the ones who are going to suffer the most if this place gets torn down. For example, in February with those demolitions, 129 children went missing.
Simmons says there are nearly 1,000 kids in the camp, including more than 100 unaccompanied minors with family in Britain. She says the British and French governments are taking months to process asylum claims, and people have no option but to look for illegal ways to survive. As we make our way through the camp, Nicole is surprised by the refugees' resourcefulness. People are cooking and washing clothes. There are little shops. Despite the miserable conditions, people speak and smile.
I imagined a little camp, not an immense camp like this. This is a city.
We're invited into a small hut for tea. We leave our muddy shoes outside. Inside, we get a glimpse at the other side of the story told by the truckers. 20-year-old Abdel, who fears giving his last name, says the truckers try to run over the refugees, and police find any excuse to beat them.
Well, we are human. We should treat like as a human. Imagine, if instead of me, like if your son was here, how would you feel? What you could do? They're someone's son. They're someone's brother.
Abdel says he was a law student in Afghanistan until American soldiers arrived. His village was destroyed in the firefight with the Taliban.
They put the war in our countries. That's why we are here. They made us to leave our countries, and we did. Now they're just changing their mind. It's a big game.
Now, Renee, almost as if on cue, at that point, a young man came in with his head bandaged. And Nicole was alarmed and asked him what happened. And he said police had shot him with a rubber bullet, and he showed us a picture on his phone of his shaved head and the stitches.
Well, I'd be shocked, but what was Nicole's reaction?
Well, she became angry. She said, this is shameful, what's happening here in France. She said, France is a free country, or at least she thought it was. And she said, everyone in Calais should come see this camp. And then as we were leaving, Renee, she gave the aid worker, Alexandra Simmons, her phone number, and she said she wanted to come back to be a volunteer and help in the jungle.
That's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley.